This is WLRN News. I'm Wilson Sayre. If Spotify or Apple Music's goal is to have the world's music all in one place, what would be the equivalent for visual art? That's the space Carter Cleveland wants to fill with his website, Artsy.net. It's the largest online database of contemporary art. It also partners with galleries to sell art. Carter Cleveland, founder of the company trying to take art online, is here in person for Art Basel and the various satellite art fairs this week. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So I've taken a stab at trying to explain what Artsy.net is. What is this?
Artsy, it started with a very simple idea. There should be one simple website where you can find all the world's art, whether you want to learn about it, buy it, or sell it.
So what do you mean by that, make all of the world's art accessible?
Well, we're starting with the most established part of the art world, the blue chip part of the art world, if you will. So if you walk around the art fair in Miami, Art Basel, you know, pretty much every single gallery you see at that fair, every work you see in those galleries' booths, those are all on Artsy's app. But it's not just art fairs. You can actually see art aggregated from over 2,200 galleries all around the world. You can check out museum collections like the Louvre and, you know, the Met and the Guggenheim and, you know, their collections. We have ancient Egyptian relics. We have rocks brought back from the moon by Neil Armstrong. Everywhere in the world that there is art from these major institutions, we make it all accessible. You could check out, you know, massive Jeff Koons balloon dogs, like, you know, $50 million balloon dogs. We've got them on Artsy. They're not necessarily for sale. But we also have this thing called the Art Genome Project, which maps all the characteristics of art and artworks based on different art historical movements. So you say, oh, you know, this work is like an 80 in sculpture and a 90 in cubism and a 40 in like photorealism. Actually, I have no idea what work would actually match those criteria. But the point is it uses those categorization to recommend other similar works in that criteria. So you might start off with something really expensive that you can't afford but that you're interested in, but it might actually guide you to a work by an emerging artist whose work is much more affordable but still kind of fits your criteria, your style, what you're looking for.
And so explain again how you're using the Art Genome Project through Artsy.net.
So what that means is that you start by looking at one artwork and then it will recommend other similar works. Maybe they're from the same genre or the same period, but there's also really interesting connections. Like you might get a connection between like Damien Hirst, who's obviously a contemporary artist, and like a Renaissance altarpiece, because both Damien Hirst and that Renaissance altarpiece are maybe referencing themes of religion or themes of mortality. And so you actually get sometimes these really interesting connections that transcend, you know, space, like local space and time.
So art collecting, a lot of that's taking place this week, often makes art inaccessible. People buy it, they put it in their private homes, they put it in their storage facilities. So how do you square these two competing interests of buying art and taking them out of the public eye and access to art?
At Artsy, we really believe in the convergence of those worlds. We think the more people who are educated about art, the more people who attend museums, the more people who read about art on Artsy, the more people are going to buy art. The more people who are going to buy art, you now have more patrons and more funding and more money flowing into the ecosystem, not just to support new emerging artists, but also to support the institutions.
How did your art appreciation begin?
Well, I was very lucky. I have a father who is an art writer, and so from a very young age, he was taking me to galleries, to museums, and just talking to me about art in a way that I feel like most people are probably grow up being exposed to music or film. It's never perceived as this big deal or this thing that you are somehow not cool enough for, that you're an outsider to. And I always felt very at home with art the same way I feel at home with music or film. I love looking at it. I love talking about it. I love asking dumb questions about it. It was actually only when I became older that I realized that actually that's a very rare and privileged experience. That actually for most people, art feels like this other world that they don't have access to, that they're not a part of. And I think that's really awful. Like, when do we get so programmed to think that somehow we're separate from this or we're not worthy of this?
Carter Cleveland is founder of Artsy.net. This is WLRN News. I'm Wilson Sayre.